Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt.
5, 4.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you have to break bad news, Krista and I are experts at it. It's always good to do, you know, to break the bad news in a public space. That way, you know, people can't make a big scene.
That's how it is, honey.
It kind of makes it easier on yourself. Yeah. That's why we started doing Breaking Bad News, and that's why we're on this morning with Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing, man? Well, you're on a segment called Breaking Bad News, so I know it's not great right now, but what's going on in your world, Dave?
I mean, it's bad news. But not for me, I guess. I'm like a semester away from finishing school, and I actually got this great opportunity to work on this chairlift in Breckenridge and do some possible ski instructing and just kind of, you know. So I'm thinking about we're planning on going to Colorado for the winter to work the lifts and do a little skiing.
Really? So yes. You got an opportunity to head out to Colorado, Breckenridge, big resort town, and do a lot of skiing there. And so, but you have a chance to finish at UW, is that right?
Yeah. But I mean, there's time for that. I can do that later, you know, like when I, you know, I'm done skiing or, you know, there's plenty of time.
Out of curiosity, Dave, does your dad pay for your education here at UW?
Yeah, of course.
Of course he does.
Okay. So this is where the breaking bad news is going to be, because obviously I'm a dad. Luckily, my kids aren't in college yet. But I could imagine being a father, having my son tell me that he's going to go out to Colorado over the winter to ski a little bit instead of go to school, probably wouldn't go over well with
me. Not really. No.
Is your dad a lot different than I am? Is he kind of a chill guy, or what's going on there?
He's chill, but he has a temper. Like, once I lied to him in high school and he made me write a 10,000 word essay on the importance of truth in society.
That's hilarious.
He came down pretty hard. It's 20 pages.
Did you learn your lesson?
No,
I didn't think so.
No, of course. But his hand hurt from writing.
I bet.
And here we are going to tell him that you're not going to school. So how do you think that's going to go over, Davey?
He's going to hit you.
Well, I think it's important. You know, he's always encouraged me to follow my passion and stuff. And you know, skiing is something I think I might have a chance of going pro. So I don't know. I want to figure this out.
Sure. No, listen, I love it. I mean, I'm definitely not trying to talk you out of it, because I think it's going to be radio gold. Right. All right. Well, here's what we do on Breaking Bad News. We're going to mute our phone lines. And so your dad is not going to be able to hear us in the background. You will be able to hear him and he will hear you, but he won't hear us. We're going to dial the phone. It's just going to be you and your dad at first. And then if we think you need help near the middle or end of the phone call, we'll break in and try to help you out. But at first, we'll just see how it goes, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to dial. We're going to get your dad on the phone and make this happen on Breaking Bad News.
Hey, Dave. What's up?
Hey, Dad. How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Real good.
What you calling up for this morning?
I don't need any more money. It's not why I'm calling, if that's what you were going to say.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Well, I wanted to tell you about this opportunity I got to go work. I got a job, actually. I got a job.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Huh? Well, he's happy about
that. I'm going to be working a ski lift in Breckenridge and starts in about a week, actually. It's going to go through the winter, through Christmas. And after that, I'm not sure, but definitely for the next,
Say that again.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I got a job. I got a great opportunity to work this
ski lift in
Breckenridge.
Week?
Yeah, and eighth.
Excuse me, son. You, what about school? You've got one more semester left to go before you graduate.
Right. So I was going to tell you about that.
You're going to tell me about that. What are you talking about? Later. You're not dropping out of school to go ski.
Oh boy! Dang, well, that's pissed.
I actually already have. So that's kind of not.
Excuse me, you already have?
Oh, my. Oh,
it's really easy to
Are
do
you
that.
F-ing kidding
just
me?
Kind of go and say, you just go to the bursar or whatever that office is called, and you're like, hey, I'm going to drop out. And so, anyway,
God.
I'm going to drive out.
I have worked my ass off to put you through school, and you are going to go back there and turn down this job, and you're going to keep your ass in school and finish and get your degree.
I don't know if that's going to be a possibility now, Dad.
What do you mean you don't know? It's the only possibility that exists in your life right now.
Listen, I really...
No, you listen to me. All you're going to do is go out to Colorado. I know why you want to go there. You want to go out there because you can smoke marijuana legally.
Yes! There it is!
And I'm sorry. I'm so angry right now. I could strangle you if you were right here in front of me. I can't believe you're even thinking of doing this. You're going to keep your ass in school, and you're going to finish and get your degree. And then after that, go do whatever the hell you want. But you're not going to drop out of school to go smoke pot in Colorado.
He's got a good point.
All right. I hear you.
I hear you.
What you're saying.
That's right. You hear me.
I think we need to agree to disagree on this one.
No. There's no disagreeing on this.
You know I could go.
I'm the voice of the. I'm the guy who's been paying for all this.
Well, that's where I was called. Maybe use the money that you were going to use second semester and send it to me for Breckenridge.
Oh my God.
Have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind? What drugs are you on? What's happening to your brain?
He's already on it.
Marijuana is not a drug.
It's
grown from the earth.
That's my favorite
argument.
There
it goes. Yeah.
You know, I always thought you were semi-intelligent, but now you're sounding to me like you're a stupid ass.
That's the worst thing you could ever say.
I'm so upset and angry right now.
He's going to cry. He's crying.
That's awful.
We're going to break it. Hi, good morning. Look, is this Joseph?
Who the hell are you?
Sorry, Joseph. This is actually Marco and Krista. We're actually live on a radio station in Madison, Wisconsin right now with you and your son on a segment called Breaking Bad News, where he just broke the bad news to you that he wants to move to Breckenridge.
Oh, this is a joke?
No, this is definitely not. No. It's definitely not a joke.
It better be a joke.
Can you get him on the phone? Is he still? Hello, are you still there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm here. What's
okay,
up?
Dave's still here.
He's not happy.
So we're trying to help out here because you want to obviously do something. Your dad is obviously, you know, you both have points here, and we're trying to all mediate together, Joseph. So, but you're pretty sure you don't want Dave to drop out of school.
There's no mediation here. This is not a negotiation. Yeah. He is keeping his ass in school and finishing and getting his degree. I have worked my ass off my whole life. I didn't get to go to college, and I worked hard so my son could and have opportunities, and he's not going to waste it going to Colorado to get stoned.
Oh, God, now his dad's crying.
I don't know. Everyone's crying. Okay.
Everyone's crying.
Maybe we'll just step back. And Dave, you can see where your dad's coming from, right?
Yeah, but I'm still going to Colorado.
Oh, God. Okay. Wrong thing to say.
You're not going to Colorado. Okay.
I have a feeling we're not going to solve this on the radio.
Now it's funny.
Okay. All right, we're going to take the rest of this call.
What are you laughing at? This isn't funny.
Yeah, Marco.
Oh, you're the one laughing.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams. You're in her world now.
You are going to be okay. Kidding. Your life sucks. Ha 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 ha.
It's tough love with Sirius.
You get your tough love. It's super easy. Go to madtownjams.com. We have a little form set right up on our website. You'll get right in. And you'll be able to ask your question to Siri. You can always hit us up if you're a Friends with Benefits member or if you go online. Any way to get your tough love, you can get it right here with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. We got a question from Facebook from Miles, who says, Siri, you know, I recently switched to drinking diet soda. Do you think drinking diet soda is bad for you? I hear a lot of things.
Are you really asking me if diet soda is bad for you? Yes, it is. I am not sure what it does to you because I am not a nerd, but I am guessing that chemicals that make soda taste good but have zero calories in them are terrible for you. The question your dumb needs to be asking yourself is it worth the health risks from the chemicals that you are drinking to have a smoking hot body? In my opinion, yes, it is.
All right.
Wow. Honey, listen, for some reason, I don't know if I taught myself this, like, I do not like anything that's not diet.
Yeah, see? Your body's like, dude, I just want to get the good stuff.
What is that, a calorie?
Get the
decline.
Get the calories out of here, dude.
That's why I weigh 5 pounds.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Look at that.
It's amazing that the skeletal body doesn't just like break over or bend over.
The funny thing is I also drink nothing but diet, but I don't weigh 5 pounds. I weigh a lot more.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Huh.
Hmm. We got a message from our Friends with Benefits member, Tracy, who says, Siri, do you think it's better to face your fears or is it okay to run away from them?
No way. Your fears are your fears for a reason. You shouldn't waste your time trying to face them. The reason that you are scared of heights is because if you fall, you are going to get hurt. Just stay away from heights rather than spending way too much money to go skydiving. All you are going to do is pay to terrify yourself to the point in which you shit your pants. Your life has been pretty good up to this point, right? Why screw it up with a pointless challenge?
Yeah, true. Why don't push yourself? Don't set the bar too high. Set the bar very low. That way you can just nonchalantly step over the bar and get and stay in your comfort zone. That's how we do it here. Lower the bar.
Yes.
Lower the expectations.
Hey, I'm fine with being below average. That's how I've gotten through in life. That's I don't expect too much from myself. Yeah, I just am right below the average point.
We got a text here from Maddie, who happens to be a Friends with Benefits member, who says, Siri, I've been staying up way too late watching Netflix. It's kind of eating my workday now. Should I stop binge watching Netflix? I can't imagine it would be good. Siri, what do you think?
I know it's hard, but you must stop. Netflix is a never-ending wasteland of shows that you can get hooked on. One day you find yourself being productive and getting a full night's sleep, and then the next day you find Sons of Anarchy on Netflix and then spend the next 6 weeks immersed in motorcycle club fantasies and staying up until 3 a.m. every night. I bet Netflix costs America $50 billion a year in worker productivity due to employee binge-watching at night and sleeping through the workday. The next time you think to yourself, I can watch one more episode, be brave and turn your TV off. You need to sleep.
Be brave, turn the TV off. You need to sleep. It is hard, though, because they end these stupid shows on these cliffhangers. Then they show you next week's scene. You're like, I don't have to wait till next week. I just have to wait 3 more seconds, and I can watch the next one. Then you look up, and it's 4:45 in the morning. You're like, oh, my God, I got to go to work in a couple minutes.
So crazy, man.
Not good. We got a submission from our website this morning from Jeff, who says, Siri, my ex has been sending me friend requests on Facebook and stalking me a little. What should I do about my stalker ex?
Dealing with crazy exes on social media is a ton of fun. You have the upper hand because you have the life that the crazy stalker wants, so you can easily torture them with happy posts that make them miserable. Accept this dumb friend request and then make her life brutal by tagging her in every picture of you and your boyfriend looking beyond happy. Ha 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 ha. If she wants to stalk you, give her a front row seat to all of the vacations that you guys go on. How do you like this sunset champagne toast, you nut job? My guess is that she quits following you in a few days. Social media stalkers aren't very confident people.
No, they're not confident.
No, they're not attractive usually. It's kind of like us in radio. Like, God, they sound really hot, but won't you see us?
Well, where do you think the saying, got a face for radio, came from? Not from pictures.
No, honey. You're the creator, Marco. No, that's me. That's me.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jams.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.